Good morning. I'm Tony Maness and Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joining us live this morning. Good morning, Gabe.
Hi, Tony.
Restaurants are pondering the new normal in Fresno. What might that be, Gabe?
It's going to look a lot different. We talked to some restaurant owners who described the new guidelines using adjectives anywhere from rangeable, feasible and prudent to bankrupting. So there's about 1.4 million people employed by restaurants in California. I think they're like the single largest small business employer, and about a million of them have been laid off. So the ones that are going to be working as we move into this phase two thing, there's going to be a lot of disinfecting, social distancing still going to be in effect, probably about half of the capacity. Reservations are encouraged, or else you're going to have to wait outside in the car. You might even have to order ahead of time. And it might be the end of salad bars, buffets, and possibly even teppanyaki, which I'm very upset about. So we talked to Louis Everick. He owns three restaurants in Fresno. And he's the way he put it, he said restaurants are a lot like airplanes. They're only profitable when every seat is filled. So it gives you an idea of how they're looking at it. You're going to have to pay for the tea, gloves and masks. Everyone's going to have to be wearing it, and that's going to cut into your margins. And these margins are already tight, about 10%. At Mad Duck Craft Brewing in Fresno, they're working on drilling holes in their booths right now to direct partitions. These are $20,000 booths, and they're having to, cut into them. He ordered a free hands-free soap just about 7 weeks ago that still haven't arrived. So, estimates are that anywhere from like 30% possibly of restaurants may close permanently. So, the ones that do open, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah, they're fighting a tough battle. Now tell us about business interruption insurance due to COVID-19.
Yeah, a lot of small business owners carry this, and chances are if you file the claim, for losses due to COVID-19, your insurance carrier is challenging it. And so this is all looking like it might end up in the courts. There's a question is whether the fallout from shelter-in-place orders qualify under these insurance plans. They say that there must be some sort of physical damage, and that's kind of, there's the rub. Now, obviously, nobody wants to be on the hook for these losses. One insurance New York even went as far as send a letter to policyholders discouraging them from filing a claim. So, they're saying meat processing plants might have a case here. But if you're a small business owner, you have this insurance, track all your losses and expenses and file your claim as soon as possible.
Always good advice during this pandemic, Gabe Dillard. Business news this morning, buddy. Have a good week, brother.
You too, Tony.
Hey, if you want more on these stories, all news that is business, make sure you pick up a copy of the Business Journal.